Now that we've had another week to think about this, Seth, how do you see this game going? And what about the Chicago Bears? People, you know, we talked earlier about underdogs. Do you think it helps them?
I definitely think it works in their favor. I'm just of the belief that any time that the whole world is predicting that one team is going to just run away with this thing, more times than likely, the other team is the one that wins because that team gets really motivated. And I really like his key points about Chicago's offense and their ability to score in many, many different facets. And he's 100% correct. You know, most teams, they're only going to put points on the board via their offense. You know, when you look at the Chicago team, they probably scored more defensive touchdowns this year than probably any defense in the league. And, and Mr. Hester with, you know, his six returns, you know, his six record returns this year on the special teams.
Unbelievable.
Something else.
And you worry about it when you see the Patriots were able to get an 80-yard kickoff return even when Vinatieri kicked 2 or 3 yards deep into the end zone. What about Desmond Clark and what he brings to that Chicago offense by creating space in the middle? What would you do as a linebacker to monitor him?
Well, the thing about Chicago, they do a good job with their tight end. I think they're going to be somewhat challenged because of the way that Indianapolis runs their defense. They'll basically run all three linebackers off the ball, and then when they bring Bob Sanders down in the box, based upon formation and what Chicago's tendencies are, they'll move him either weak side or strong side. Anytime they move him strong side, you can best believe that he's going to be on the tight end and man coverage. They might even have a bracket on him. But I think they're going to have to take their shots and try to make some opportunities. Anytime you get both safeties, Bob Sanders is back in his halves coverage. I think that's their time to, go hard play action and attack the middle of the field and use Desmond Clark, because he's a huge target. He could be a big asset to Rex Grossman.